Did you? I mean, last year when you know when you were released after suspension, did you ever think this was possible that you'd be back here?
No, I know it. It's very fortunate, especially the way it happened. You know what I mean? It wasn't supposed to happen because New England had matched, you know, the offer, and I did contest it, and we found a glitch in the contract, and I was fortunate enough. My situation just wasn't well over there. They had a bunch of punters on the roster, and it just wasn't a good business move for me to be there. But fortunately enough, Denver and, you know, Mike Shanahan and Pat Bowlen were, you know, willing to have me back, and you know, now I owe them, you know, I owe them all this gratitude, and the only way I can show my gratitude is by doing it on the field and helping them get, you know, take it to the next level. And especially, you know, now it's Scott O'Brien. It could have not been a better situation for me personally, physically, mentally. I mean, Scott, I had all my success in Carolina. I felt so comfortable being with him because he's so knowledgeable on what he's so good at what he does. It's almost scary and frightening, so to speak. And I'm just so ecstatic of being here. And, you know, I'm just my whole plan is I want to set myself up to be here for the long haul. You know, Mike Shanahan's going to be here for the long haul. I think Scotty O'Brien's going to be here for a while. I mean, this is like there. I couldn't paste a better puzzle together than what is here right now. I really couldn't, you know, with Mike and Scott, you know what I mean? So, and I'm just, I will not blow this opportunity. I have this opportunity just sitting in my lap, and I'm going to take it to as far as I can take it.
Using your own words, do you feel like you kind of blew it last year?
Absolutely. Absolutely, of course. It's no fingers to point, but right back at me. You know, it's my own fault, and I'm upset about it. You know, and I want to make better. You know, I want to make amends, and by doing that is by showing them that, you know, that I'm really capable of doing what they expect me to do.
What was your first reaction when the Broncos called offering, wanting to talk to you about a contract?
What was your reaction
when the Broncos called to talk about a contract?
I was so excited, but yet I was worried that I'm like, well, if New England matches it, it's a squashed. So I didn't want to get my hopes up. You know, I was like, you know, this is great, but I have a feeling that New England's going to come back and counter it, and then that's it. I'm done. Because they had the first right to refusal, and you know, you get one shot, and that's it. So, and you know, just the way my luck has been going, I just was like, you know what? I was always thinking the worst. I'm just like, it ain't gonna happen. And you know, sure enough, I got that phone call the other day, saying that what had happened in the when they reviewed the contract, the master. Whatever the guys, special masters reviewed it and went my side, you know, and I was just ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic.
When did you figure out that there was a glitch in the contract? I'm sure you didn't know.
No, I didn't. That's a good question. I didn't know till the NFLPA called me. I'm trying to think. They called me, and I was like, can we even contest this? I mean, is this even worth it?
Was this in the last few weeks?
Oh, yeah. It was probably 2 weeks, not even 10 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. If that, a week ago. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. I mean, do you really think we have a legit shot of doing this? And he said, yeah, you know, it couldn't hurt to try. You know, anything's possible. And it is a flaw. It is illegal what they did. And, you know, it worked.
Do you remember who called you from the NFLP?
I think Greenspan, David Greenspan, or and there was another guy. Mike Reese. No, not Mike.
Reese is the reporter in Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
he probably did call.
Yeah, he did. He did actually. He's been calling me. That's why the name just. Berthelsen and there was another.
Jeffrey Kessler.
Yeah, Kessler.
He's right. The guy who argued.
Right, yeah. Right.
Berthelsen and Kessler.
Yeah.
What, I mean, without getting super technical, I mean, what is it that O'Brien brought to your game that brought you to the Pro Bowl level? Obviously, you were drafted high and had a good career in Chicago and all that, but, I mean, in Carolina, you had your best season.
Sure.
What did he do specifically?
He stays on me, you know, and I guess he never lets me slide. The minute he sees, like, he's so firm and he's so tough, you know, his personality, and he just, you know, the film review we work at, and when he's talking about, he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's such a guru, so to speak, and he so knows, he works with people's bodies and their mechanics, and he works with that. He doesn't just say, well, this is how it's got to be done because I said so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He works, okay, you're built like this, and so we need to do it this way. And he's right. He knows, he's just so detailed in everything he does, and he's so well polished, and he polishes me and just stays on me all the time. Never lets me slide for a minute.
What'd you think of the season?
And I just have nothing but respect for that. You know what I mean?
What'd you think of the season you had here, your full 05 season? Is that up to your standard? I mean,
no, I definitely think I need to be a lot better. Absolutely. I'm better. I'm definitely better than that. Kicking off and punting. And I'm probably going to be doing the holding too here this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I've done it all my life.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure, Cutler is happy.
Did they have him doing it?
He was the logical candidate. Right. Since
no.
Plummer did it.
No.
You did it in 05 then? Yeah? I don't know.
I did it the first game, and then they went to Jake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but Scott likes his punters to do it for the kickers. And, you know, justifiably so, because we're always with them, working. You know what I mean? So it's like, why not? So.
Last time we saw you in the playoffs, you were jostling the ball free from people you've been
Well, that's in the weight room. I do that in the weight room.
Have you talked with Mike Shanahan since you got?
Yeah, no, I just got out of Scott's office just now. Just in, talking to him for like an hour and a half, Scott. And I met with Mike right before that. We had a long conversation, and everything went really well, really well. Everybody's excited about the situation.
Did you think you might? Did you have any thoughts last year when you were a free agent for so long before no one would pick you up? Did you have any thoughts that maybe no one's gonna pick you up? I mean, it seems strange. A punter, you're
right. Yeah, it was weird. It was upsetting, frustrating, upsetting. You know, what can I do? I was saying, it was frustrating for me. Tough time.
Did you think it was done? I mean, did you have
to No. Uh-uh.
How much of your conversations with Mike have just been about, you know, as you talked about, you know, not making any more mistakes and getting suspended again or whatever it is? I mean, how much did he need to hear from you about it?
See, he's not really – he knows, you know, and he's good like that. He's like – he pretty much just said, you know what you need to do. You know I'm not going to sit here and blast you like, you know, a two-year-old kid. Because you know what you did and you know what not to do, you know, now go do it. That's it, you know.
I just remember from last, I mean, when, you know, when they made a decision about Paul last year, he said, you know, odds on his last strike, we can't take that risk.
Right.
I mean, he had to do something to change his mind, I guess, on that, you know.
Well, you know,
or he had to change his mind.
Just staying clean, staying out of trouble. And I, you know, I did it, done it for a while, and, you know, he has faith in me. And I don't want to let him down, you know, I don't want to let the team down. I mean, you know, the hell with myself, you know, I'm not even worried. I don't want to let the guys down.
Those weeks between getting released by the Broncos and joining the Patriots, did you keep yourself on a regimen as far as trying to kick 4 or 5 times a week?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I was ready, man. You know, I was ready to do what I had to do. You know, when I was on my way back, I was ready to go.
How many trials did you have?
I think like 3 or 4. And just, it didn't even pan. It was like, I don't even know why they had me there. Because they had no intentions of making a move right there. obviously, because I, you know, I did well in every in the workouts. It was ridiculous. So they, and it was just a waste of time, a waste of everybody's time. I don't even know why I was doing it.
So your plan is to come back now for mini camps?
Absolutely. I'll be here with the OTAs too. Me and Scott will be working, you know.
There's one more question about the, you know, I mean, the suspension and all that. Yeah, the stuff that's happened in the past, has just been bad decisions by you and maturity? When you look back and you look at yourself and you say, I can't do this anymore.
Absolutely.
What happened in the past? Yeah, I
mean, just immature, stupid, you know? I mean, what else can I say? I mean, it's just dumb. You learn. If you don't learn from this, I mean, then you don't have many opportunities to learn from it. So it's like, well, you either learn or you're going to be done. It's pretty simple.
What are your goals here this year? I mean, you set any, I mean, Pro Bowl, or I mean, do you set any mind, any goals?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, now with Scott here, I mean, it's like the sky's the limit. I just want to kick lights out with him, you know what I mean? And he's going to produce great coverage, and he's going to allow me to blast the ball down far down the field, and we'll have good coverage, and we're going to make big plays. And, you know, I want to have big numbers and, you know, all that good fun stuff, you know? So, yeah, I expect big, big things this year.
With that championship experience with the Patriots, I mean, you had a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
That do a lot for you to show that you still got it?
Right. I felt like, hey, you know, look, I'm still at a top level here, you know? But it was fun. It was exciting. But I just hope, you know, people noticed and realized, hey, don't give up on this guy yet, you know?
When the Broncos hired Scott back in January, did you immediately take notice of that?
Absolutely.
Maybe you could come back?
Yeah, absolutely. That was like the first thing that came to my head. I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, what better situation could this is almost like you know, it's a dream job for me. And I just said to myself, I'm like, there's no way. This is too good for me, because the way luck's been going for me, no, it ain't gonna happen. But I'm like, wow, look what I screwed up. You know what I mean? Is what went through my head. I'm like, God. It kind of made me mad. You know, at first I'm just like, oh man, look at this. Look at what I blew. But, you know, I got a second opportunity, and I'm gonna make the most out of it.